This is God's Covenant Church, the Church of God established in Jesus' name. We're thanking God for another Sabbath day, and we're in the School of Wisdom. And I'm thanking God for the teaching that we receive here at 425. It teaches us the requirements of God, teaches us how to live saved, how to maintain our salvation. And I'm thanking God for precepts and examples that's shown over here. I would not know how to live for God except there was a precept, the precepts of God, and the examples that we have. And now I present unto you our great pastor and teacher who's going to tell you the truth, to give you the true word of God. Now our great pastor, Pastor Perry Boyd.
Thank you, Elder Batiste. But elders, missionary, deacons, all the saints, all that hear my voice, we do greet you in the name of Jesus, another Sabbath day. Glad to be with you. Glad for our anointed that's going on, Moses and all the prophets, our great Bishop Barfield, our great Bishop Philip, and our great Bishop Dorothy, for the stand they took in holiness, keeping God's commandments. And we're continuing steadfast in the prophets and the apostles' doctrine. Today, I want to talk to you about the two crosses. So many don't have understanding about when Jesus said, take up the cross and follow me. The disciples knew what he was talking about. And it's all about being conformed into his image.
Out of darkness into his light, and it's marvelous, the recover of sight. Our gospel hid is hid to them that are lost, blinded by the God of this world.
God sent his Son, the Holy One, and I harden not my heart. For the saving of my soul, I die to live again.
My first desire knew of God in parts in my sins, but when that which is perfect came, I need be born again. For he came to save, in which you must be made, made in the image of the Son, the Holy One. Suffer it to be so now.
I was born in, but to deny myself, I serve.
ways made conformable. Thank God. Deacon Debbie, what is our announcements?
You can visit us at any time for our broadcast messages at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Write and mail us at 425 Laconia Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90061. Or call us at any time at area code 323-754-8302. You can email us at info@godscovenantchurch.org. Also, you can subscribe to our podcast at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Now our pastor.
Thank you, Deacon. Thank God, another Sabbath day. Glad to be with you. We were going to have a poem, but conformable really says it all. We don't need to go any further with that. We want to get into the Word. And getting into the Word, we need to understand one thing. Deuteronomy 4 and 6, it says, "Keep therefore and do them, for this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations, which shall hear all these statutes and say, surely this great nation is a wise and understanding people." It's letting you and I know that you cannot understand God, His Word, His people, unless you are striving to keep His commandments. Mm-hmm. And if you cannot see the commandments, believe. Isn't that beautiful?
Beautiful.
Strive to keep His Word and you will get more sight and you will get more understanding. Let's go to Matthew's 16 and 24. I thought about this on yesterday. For eons, ones are reading about the cross. And think from eons back that it's always talking about that devil's cross that they nailed our Lord to. It's not talking about that cross. That was a suffering he went through, was part of his suffering. But there's two crosses. There's the cross of Christ, and then there's the tree that they nailed him to, that cross, which is the devil's apparatus. It has nothing to do with God. But both represent something that we all must go through, and if you don't know the difference, you can't go through. It represents suffering. And if you can suffer to be made in God, you can suffer what the world has to give you. How plain is that? Now it's just a matter of belief. Matthew's 16 and 24 says what?
"Then said Jesus unto his disciples, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me."
So there's the criteria. Any man, that means Jew, Greek, bond, or free. Doesn't make any difference what your status is, creed, relation, doesn't matter. Any man, if you'll come after him, we got to deny ourselves. So in denying ourselves, it brings on suffering because the old man is used to having its way. And take up his cross. The Lord's cross becomes our cross when we decide to take on the suffering that is for us to be made. Every man has a suffering that you have to go through depending on your personality, your background, your makeup. To be conformed to his image, it takes suffering. It takes a death. The old man don't die. New men cannot be resurrected. They work simultaneously. Mm-hmm. Read that again.
"Then said Jesus unto his disciples, if any man..."
And this is what he's saying to his followers, anyone that's following him. And there was others that followed him that didn't believe in him, but they followed him to catch him in his words for the wrong reasons or because they were just curious. Because never man spake like he did. But they follow.
"If any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me."
So we have to deny ourselves and go through a suffering. That's the cross. And his disciples understood what he was talking about. Now, let's read Matthew 3 and 13. Let's go there. So many said, well, what is this? What's that? I'm suffering. I'm suffering when I can't do this or do that. I mean, fine. There's a lot of things we suffer that we can't do. It has nothing to do with being made. But we're talking about the things that God told us to deny ourselves of, like he told Abraham. And these are the things that's so touchy for people. The old man, come out from your kindreds, from your father's house. Our father's house, all of these politics, the way our parents raised us, the way the vicinity and the neighborhood raised us, relatives, acquaintances, we have to come out from that and conform to God's will. Yes. Matthew 3 and 13, what does it say?
Then cometh Jesus from Galilee to Jordan unto John to be baptized of him. But John forbade him, saying, I have need to be baptized of thee.
I have need to be baptized of thee. Mm-hmm. And what?
And comest thou to me.
Comest thou to me? Mm-hmm. Because John was concerned knowing who he was. Yes. What?
And Jesus answering said unto him, suffer it to be so now.
Now just suffer it to be so now. Why?
For thus it becometh us to fulfill all righteousness.
Now that's the suffering, that one that wants to follow the Lord, follow God, keep his word. We have to fulfill all righteousness. Now remember, there's none righteous, no, not one. We came into this world unrighteous because of Adam's sin. Now we want to be made in his image, be conformed to his image, and we must fulfill all righteousness to do that. Mm-hmm. Isaiah 51 and 7. Let's go there.
Yes.
That is a suffering we have to go through, and that's the cross that we must bear. It's talking about God's word. You can believe it or not. Isaiah 51 and 7. What does it say?
Hearken unto me, ye that know righteousness.
Now it's talking about those that know righteousness. And righteousness was established before Jesus became a son. And it's God's righteousness. It's the Father's righteousness. Hearken unto me, ye that know righteousness. What?
The people in whose heart is my law.
How plain is that? So it's the people in whose heart is God's law. That's why we speak about God's commandments, because it's talking about God's word. It's talking about the people in whose heart is God's doctrine, teaching, God's will.
Yes.
Those are the ones that know righteousness. What?
Fear ye not the reproach of men.
Now the reproach of men, and neither be ye afraid, what?
Of their reviling.
These are the things that take you through suffering. Mm-hmm. Because once you say, I want to keep God's will, I want to do what God is calling for, and you begin to name them, which you can only do in the commandments. Because just to say love don't spell out anything, but it is the fulfilling of God's law. When you begin to cite off the different thou shalt not, that's where you have problems, because you want to obey God, and your foes, your household, or your acquaintances, they says, we don't have to do that. Because you have understanding, you have opposition now. Yes. And what's opposing you is that devil that dwells in them. God is not against righteousness. He told John, suffer to be so now. It behooves us to fulfill all righteousness. That's our plight here.
That's right.
So why would ones get upset because they say, I don't want to sin no more. God said, go, don't sin no more. How about you get upset with that? What's wrong with that? And God wouldn't ask us to do something that wasn't attainable. Because God said, I'll put no more on you than you're able to bear. Why would you be opposed to that? That's the suffering we have to go through, because ones don't believe God and understand God. How plain is that? 1 Peter 4. And 14.
All right.
And I'm striving that you might understand. I'm trying to make it plain. I'm trying to right divide the word.
Mm-hmm.
And I am right dividing the word. as much as I can that you might understand. 1 Peter 4 and 14, what does it say?
If ye be reproached for the name of Christ,
what?
Happy are ye.
Happy are ye, what?
For the spirit of glory and of God resisteth upon you.
Resteth
upon you.
What?
On their part he is evil spoken of, but on your part he is glorified.
So why would you be reproached when, because God said, thou shalt have no other gods before me. He said, now, God wants us to not have gods before God. I believe that. And you begin to quote that. God says, thou shalt not bear false witness, and on and on. Why would you be reproached because I quote that? But that's what happens once you begin to quote what God stood for, what the Lord stands for. Now you get opposition. But to say, I love the Lord, and everyone say they love the Lord, you're happy with that harmony. But when you begin to get detail about what this love really means, now you get opposition. Because they don't want to know about that. It's a suffering to go through that, because those that don't believe are going to be upset with you because you want to obey God. How plain does that read?
But let none of you suffer as a murderer.
Well, isn't that thou shalt not kill? That's what it's talking about. Why would God say don't suffer as a murderer, but you can suffer as an adulteress, a stealer, bearing false witness, having God's, they're all valid. But he's only letting you know, if any man suffer as a murderer, let none of you suffer as a murderer. What?
Or as a thief, or as an evildoer.
What?
Or as a busybody in other men's matters.
Because that's not honoring thy father and thy mother.
Yes.
But what?
Yet if any man suffer as a Christian, let him not be ashamed.
What?
But let him glorify God on this behalf.
So we're not ashamed here at 425 to say we keep God's commandments. Because that's God's will. But when you say you're a commandment keeper and you keeping God's will, the first thing the opposition say, that's not attainable. He paid the price on the cross.
Beautiful.
This is the cross.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful.
Take up his cross and follow me. That's what he said. Read.
For the time has come that judgment must begin at the house of God.
Well, it can't begin if they tell you no one can judge you. And the Lord said, judge not. But he was talking about brothers and sisters bringing judgment upon each other when there is one that is appointed to do that. What?
And if it first begin at us, what shall the end be of them that obey not the gospel of God?
What?
And if the righteous scarcely be saved, where shall the ungodly and the sinner
because
appear?
It's scarce that you will find righteous in the earth. God proved that with Noah.
Yes.
He showed us that with Sodom and Gomorrah. And he said, as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be in the days of the coming of the Son of Man. So everybody said, oh, he's coming back. Well, when he does, it's not going to be many. So we want to strive today to be that scarce one, that scarcely found righteous one.
Beautiful.
Isn't that beautiful?
Beautiful.
Let's go to Mark 10 and 21. Let's go there.
Beautiful.
Thank God for this door of utterance. And my desire is, like all of the others, that Israel might be saved. Mm-hmm. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
And you're saved through knowledge. Mark 10 and 21. What does it say?
Then Jesus, beholding him, loved him.
What?
And said unto him, one thing thou lackest, go thy way, sell whatever thou hast.
What?
And give to the poor. And thou shalt have treasure in heaven. And come, take up the cross, and follow me.
And what happened?
And he was sad at that.
Why scene. Is that old man sad? Because you're giving up something that you love. As the Lord said, what will a man give in exchange for his soul? And what God is asking us to give up are the things that are God's in our life. But he went away. He was sad at that saying and went away grieved, mm-hmm. for he had great
possessions.
What?
And Jesus looked round about and saith unto his disciples, how hardly shall they that have riches enter into the kingdom
of
God?
That don't mean that ones are actually money rich, but mm-hmm. what you have in your mind outweighs what God is asking for. That's what riches are. You have more than what God wants you to have. God is telling you get rid of things, but the old man is trying to hold on to him. What?
And the disciples were astonished at his words.
What?
But Jesus answereth again and saith unto them, Children, how hard is it for them that trust in riches to enter into the kingdom of God?
27 verses what? And Jesus.
And Jesus looking upon them saith, With men it is impossible, but not with God.
Not with God, what?
For with God all things are possible.
With God all things are possible. We just have to be sure of what things God is asking for. Because there's two crosses. There's a spiritual cross, then there's a natural cross.
Beautiful.
And both bring about suffering. Mm-hmm. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Let's go to Matthew 16 and 21. Let's go back there.
Professor. Yes, 16.
Hoping that someone that hears this broadcast, their understanding will be opened up. Matthew 16, 21.
From that time forth began Jesus to show unto his disciples how that he must go unto Jerusalem and suffer many things of the elders and chief priests and scribes and be killed and be raised again the third day.
He's telling them about the things he's going to suffer. And this is another thing that happens when you get ones that come into the facility to hear the word, when you begin to tell them what they must deny themselves of, what's going to happen. That's something the old man don't want to hear, so they want to walk away. But if you love God, if you're here to please God, all you want to know is, what doth the Lord thy God require of thee?
That's beautiful.
That's what you want to know.
Beautiful.
Read. Then.
Then Peter took him and began to rebuke him, saying, Be it far from thee, Lord, this shall not be unto thee.
Because all he was thinking about is protecting flesh. This is why, again, so many love the so-called Christian life. Just love, but don't give me no details about how to implement love. Because when you get details, then they're showing up that they're not doing it.
Right.
But just to say love, that's a carnal love, just say I love God. Is it the love of God? The love of God is to keep his commandments.
Mm-hmm.
But that natural love don't want to go through suffering and don't want to see nobody else go through suffering. But what did the Lord say?
But he turned and said unto Peter, Get thee behind me, Satan. Thou art an offense unto me.
What?
For thou savorest not the things that be of God.
What things be of God?
Mm-hmm.
Go and sin no more.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the things that be of God.
Mm-hmm.
But when you say that to most people, they get offended. You know we can't nobody help but sin. But wait a minute. That's not what he, why did he say it? Why did he say go and sin no more? Because you can do it. Isn't that beautiful? And
yes.
Those be the things that be of God that should be savory to the man or woman that's here to please God. Read.
But those that be of men.
But those that be mm-hmm. of men.
Yes.
What?
Then said Jesus unto his disciples, If any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow
because
me.
Because that's the suffering. You got to deny yourself of the things he's asking us to do here.
Yes.
Let's go to Romans 6 and 11.
Beautiful question.
We just go right to the jugular vein and just get it on out there.
Yes, we have six.
So, as I say many times, 425 Laconia Boulevard, mm-hmm. it really should be called, or it can be called, the Slaughterhouse. Now, how do I know about that? Because in Detroit, my aunt worked for a slaughterhouse. They slaughtered pigs and cows. It was a stinking place.
Yes, Pastor.
But the meat was good.
Mm.
Isn't that beautiful?
All right, Pastor.
This process sometimes ain't so savory in dying. Because when you're dying, sometimes you smell a little stench. But if it goes through the process, it's savory. Isn't that beautiful?
Beautiful.
Romans 6 and 11.
Likewise reckon ye also yourselves to be dead indeed unto
so
sin.
So that's how we got to just sum it up to be. We're dead to that. How can you be dead to sin if you don't know what sin is? Sin is the transgression of God's law. Well, that's his word. The law is the word. It's the commandments. But how many are being taught that? Say, well, God knew we couldn't keep those commandments. So what you're saying, God knew we couldn't keep his word? That's not true. We've been told a lie.
Mm-hmm. But alive unto God through Jesus Christ, our Lord.
What?
Let not sin therefore reign in your mortal body. That ye should obey it in the lust thereof.
So wait a minute. That's the cross that we have to bear. By shutting down sin and not letting it reign, that we should obey it. what?
Neither yield ye your members as instruments of unrighteousness unto sin.
We just talked about what righteousness was unto eternal life. Righteousness is what pleases God. And in doing righteousness, it causes suffering. But we don't want to yield our members as instruments of unrighteousness unto sin. What?
But yield yourselves unto God.
What?
As those that are alive from the dead, and your members as instruments of righteousness unto God.
Isn't that beautiful? Read the third verse. What does it say?
Yes, three.
Know ye not
that so many of us as were baptized into Jesus Christ were baptized into his death.
That's what we're talking about. That spiritual cross is death to the old man. We're baptized unto death. Mm-hmm. What?
Therefore, we are buried with him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in the newness of life.
What does 7 mm-hmm. say?
For
7 and 10.
7 and 10, yes.
And the commandment.
Mm-hmm. And the commandment which was ordained to life, I found to be unto death.
Isn't that beautiful? So that's the cross.
Yes.
Thou shalt have no other gods before me. It's death when you have gods. When you find out what the gods are and you deny yourself of that, you're denying yourself of transgression and you are going into life. But the old man is dying because it's not performing what it used to. Isn't that beautiful? It's not performing graven images anymore and taking his name in vain and forgetting the Sabbath. It's death to the old man because now the old man, the new man is obeying it. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
What?
For sin, taking occasion by the commandment, deceived me, and by it slew me.
Now, it deceives many today because many today don't know that it's valid. They think, well, it's done away with.
Right.
So you've been deceived by that. Yes. What?
Wherefore the law is holy, and the commandment holy, and just, and
now,
good.
If it's good, the Lord says, none good but one. That is God. So the commandment must be God. Why would God destroy something that's good? He didn't, and he wouldn't. What?
Was then that which is good made death unto me?
What?
God forbid. But sin, that it might
appear sin, working death in
me by that which is good, that sin by the commandment might become exceeding sinful.
So we wouldn't know what it was if we didn't have God's word. God's word is not death, but it's the old man. It's made death of the old man because of sin. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
I trust ones understand that.
Mm-hmm.
We read the 13th verse?
Yes, Pastor.
Yes, we did. Mm-hmm. Let's go to 8 and 1. What does it say?
8 and 1.
Right there.
There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit.
So in Christ, there's no condemnation if you're walking after the Spirit and not after the flesh. What?
For the law of the Spirit of the
life. So there is a law of the Spirit of life.
Mm-hmm.
Spirit of life in Christ Jesus is a law, which is nothing but his word, which is, he said, my Father gave me a commandment. That's what the law of life is, the commandments. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ has made me free. What?
From the law of sin and death.
That means we have to be made. The new man has to be formed and grown, walking in the newness of life, which means the old man dies. That's the cross that God is talking about. This is not the devil's cross. This is all God's cross. It's the suffering that we take on to please God. For what?
For what the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh.
Now, God's word is only weak through a fleshly mind. Because a fleshly mind cannot be subject. So if you say, well, I don't think we need to obey the laws anymore, the commandments, that's a fleshly mind because it can't be subject to that. And regardless of what we were told, once you find out, well, the law and the commandments is God's word is the same, you won't lean towards the old rhetoric saying, well, you don't have to do that. Because if you really want to please God, God is going to let you see you got to, because that's how you define sin. How you please God, obey his word.
Beautiful.
Which is the commandments, which is the law.
Yes.
For what the law could not do in that it was weak through the flesh, what?
God sending his own son in the likeness of sinful flesh.
What?
And for sin, condemned sin in the flesh.
So the Lord came just like you and I, in the likeness of sinful flesh, just like you and I. And he came to condemn sin in the flesh. He condemned it. We condemn it when we take up the cross and shut down what God is telling us not to do. Shut it down. We're condemning sin in the flesh. Isn't that beautiful?
Yeah.
Now, let's go to Philippians 2 and 5. Let's go there.
Beautiful.
That beautiful. Yes. I had another spot I was going to go, but I'm going to go there right quick. I know we're ready to sign off, but maybe some will stay with us. Maybe they're listening on the podcast.
Yes, Pastor.
Net. Mm-hmm. 2 and 5.
Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus.
These are the things that God savors, that we have a mind like the mind of Christ. The Lord had a mind to suffer and to die for the sins of the people. We have to have the same mind. That's a spiritual cross. Let this mind be in you.
You can visit us at any time for our broadcast messages at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Write in, mail us at 425 Laconia Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90061. Or call us at any time at area code 323-754-8302. You can email us at info@godscovenantchurch.org. Also, you can subscribe to our podcast at www.godscovenantchurch.org.